utmost for his highest. August the 7th, prayer in the Father's house. Wist ye not that I must be in my Father's house? Luke 2, verse 49. Our Lord's childhood was not immature manhood. Our Lord's childhood is an eternal fact. Am I a holy, innocent child of God by identification with my Lord and Saviour? Do I look upon my life as being in my Father's house? Is the Son of God living in his Father's house in me? The abiding reality is God, and his order comes through the moments. Am I always in contact with reality, or do I only pray when things have gone wrong, when there is a disturbance in the moments of my life? I have to learn to identify myself with my Lord in Holy Communion in ways some of us have not begun to learn as yet. I must be about my Father's business. Live the moments in my Father's house. Narrow it down to your individual circumstances. Are you identified with the Lord's life, that you are simply a child of God, continually talking to him, and realizing that all things come from his hands? Is the eternal child in you living in the Father's house? Are the graces of his ministering life working out through you in your home, in your business, in your domestic circle? Have you been wondering why you are going through the things you are? It is not that you have to go through them. It is because of the relationship into which the Son of God has come in his Father's providence in your particular sainthood. Let him have his way. Keep in perfect union with him. The vicarious life of your Lord is to become your vital, simple life. The way he worked and lived among men must be the way he lives in you.